and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. How many of you have boxes and boxes of photographs that you wish you could easily organize? Apparently, there are a lot of you because our next guest has spent the last 10 years growing a business that does just that. Rhoda Gordon is owner of Sunflower Photo Solutions. She joins us by phone now from her company in Bluffton, South Carolina. Rhoda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about your company and how all of this got started.
When my father passed, I inherited boxes and bags and reels of film and photos, and I set up really myself to make sense of it, tell my family's story. And I just got hooked. It was like solving a puzzle and finding people that I didn't know I knew but were related to me. And I got so much joy from this, I wanted to help other people do the same. So for the print photo organizing, which includes negatives, anything physical, including memorabilia, either I would meet one-on-one with potential clients and clients, or they would send me their items, and then I would make sense of it and digitize it. For digital organizing, people have their digital photos and their digital videos on so many different media. What I do is I aggregate them all, organizing it by year and month. So I had noticed in working with a lot of my digital clients, they had a lot of photos that were scanned in by a big box company previous to hiring me. And what they got back was just files and files of files that didn't mean anything to them, didn't have any dates on it. And so that people couldn't really even know what was in that file until they opened it up. And they had thousands and thousands of them. So I created a DIY print photo organizing kit that allows people to easily organize their own print photos at home. And that kit is called Dig Your Photos.
What are some tips that you can share with us on organizing photos? For example, let's say, like you said, you inherited some boxes of photos, and so you just start pulling them out and putting the photos of Billy over here in this pile and Mom and Dad over here in this pile, et cetera. What are some, there's probably more organization than that you've learned, right?
Yeah. The one thing I'll say is before you even set about opening up a box or your bags or your entire collection is to think about your goal. So is your goal to organize the entire collection and also kind of pare it down and save it for the next generation, or so that you can share it in one specific way, maybe a yearbook or a photo album or a slideshow? So know what your goal is. And then let's say your goal is to organize your entire collection. Think about the milestones that the collection spans, because that will help you in organizing chronologically, if that's what you decide to do. And I will say that the majority of people have more success organizing chronologically than by person, because then they get caught up with, what if there's more than one person in the picture? What if it's a family picture? You could do it by decades, you could do it by generations, or you can do it by how your family grew, meaning early years, early marriage, children, teen years of the children, college age, and then marriage and grandchildren. So it makes it a lot easier to be able to organize it that way. And you should kind of do it one box or bag at a time so you don't get overwhelmed. I always suggest a quick pass through all the pictures from that box where you sort it out by best of the best, good photos you want to keep but you don't need to be seeing every day, and trash. And trash is all the duplicate photos, all the photos of scenery with nobody in the picture. Honestly, I'll tell you that your trash pile is probably going to be at least half of what you have if you've never gone through your photos. And again, you might not just have one duplicate, you might have four, because you're trying to capture that perfect step and they're all similar photos, you know, the perfect first step of your child, sorry. And you took just one photo after another, and really, you only need that one money shot, right? So you don't need to save all the others unless they're funny. So you can quickly pare down your collection. And I always tell my clients, if they're doing it on their own, you know instinctively, you literally can look at a picture for 2 seconds and know what pile it fits in. Best of the best, I'm going to make something with this. Good photo, I'm keeping it, or I don't need this to tell my story.
Well, Rhoda, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Rhoda Gordon is owner of Sunflower Photo Solutions. She joined us by phone from her company in Bluffton, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.